Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, founder, owner, and executive producer of the Spirit Alive Network. And I am so blessed to be able to welcome you to Gap Ministries Bible Study for this Thursday, October the 7th, 2021. And now, my brothers and sisters, get something to write with, write on, get your sword, set your placemat, hallelujah, and get ready to receive a banquet of God's word from your anointed host and facilitator, Apostle J. Leon Travis. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I'd like to give God glory. I like to give him honor, and I like to give him praise and thanksgiving for the opportunity to be his servant, to be redeemed of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and just basically for the outpouring of his word and his wisdom that he has for his people. I'd like to thank everyone all over the world who's tuning in tonight on the Spirit Alive Network for this edition, October 7th, of the Gap Bible Studies, God's Anointed Purpose Bible Study tonight. And I'd like to open up with prayer. Father God, in the name of the resurrected Jesus, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. Father, we just lift our hands and our hearts open to you. We open up our spirits to you. We're asking for an outpouring of your spirit, Father. We thirst for you. We thirst for righteousness. We thirst and we hunger for wisdom and knowledge and understanding. We thank you, Father God, for the word that you're speaking through me on tonight, but I ask that you would open up the minds, the hearts, and the spirits of the people, Father God, that they may hear this word. Let it come with understanding. Let it come with conviction to change, to make things better. And Father God, let it empower your people, Father God, and let it put us where we need to be, where you want us to be. And Father, we thank you so much for Bishop Shirlene Cook and all of our brothers and sisters all over the world that are taking time out tonight to listen to your word so that we may live for your glory and run with your word and do it exactly as you called us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. So, again, thank you, everyone, for coming. I feel the Holy Ghost is ready to do his thing like he always does. I do believe that it will go down God's style. That's something that I always say before I speak anywhere. It's about to go down God's style. And if you're looking for something from God, I just want you to get yourself in a position where you'll be open to receive. Sometimes, I don't hoop or anything. I don't think I do. But I love bringing God's word to his people, but I also love to get a word from God's people. So, a couple of weeks ago when we were on the Gap Bible study with Bishop on the Spirit Alive, the subject was, who are you? And Bishop was talking, and then she said, not only when you find out who you are, but where are you? And the minute she said that, God spoke to me. And to me, one of the most famous things I ever heard in the Word of God was, here I am. So we're going to take a stroll in the book of 1 Samuel, that third chapter, and we're going to start at that first verse. Now, we know Samuel to be the anointed son, call him the plumber's son, the one that a barren woman prayed for by the name of Hannah, who was vexed all the time by an adversary that they both lived in the same house because they were both married to the same man. Penina had children by Elkanah. Hannah had none. Hannah had got so desperate in her desire to give birth to a child that she went to the temple, and the priest Eli thought that, by the way, that she was wavering because she had did much prayer, supplication, and fasting. He thought that she was intoxicated because there were no words uttered from her mouth, but she spoke to God from her spirit in her heart. So that's a little background upon that, because later on that when he shared with her, he told her, let it be done unto you according to what you're praying for, and that was for God to pray. She prayed to God for a son for a male child. And she made a vow to God that you would bless me with this son. I would dedicate him back to you. And you have to remember, when we make vows to God, we have to be true to that. because it's like when he told us that he was giving us his only begotten son, when he told Satan back in the Garden of Eden that, you know, the seed of a woman will bruise your head, he made a vow. He told him, I'm coming back for you. So when we speak something to God and we make a vow to him, we have to be true to that and fulfill it. But the title of this message, I want you guys to grasp this for yourselves. It's just going to be simple, three words, here I am. Here I am. And if you look up the word here is pretty much, it could be a noun, an adjective, or an adverb. It could talk about a place, a purpose, or a position. And it's an indication of one's presence, like here I go again, or I'm standing over here, or here I am, or, you know, it could be here or it could be there. It could be used in so many different sentences. But in this particular book, in the first Samuel, the third chapter, starting at that first verse, the boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. And in those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many many visions. I'm going to come back to that because God gave me a revelation on that to pretty much tie into what we're dealing with in these times. Now, in verse 2, it says, one night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, and he was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord where the ark of God was. And then the Lord called Samuel, and Samuel answered and said, here I am. And he ran to Eli and said, here I am. You call me. But Eli said, I did not call you. Go back and lie down. So he went and he laid down. Verse 6 said, again, the Lord called Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, here I am. You called me. My son, Eli said, I did not call. Go back and lie down. Verse 7. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. In verse 8 it says, and a third time the Lord called Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, here I am. You called me. Then Eli realized that the boy was calling, that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, go and lie down. And if he calls you, say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So Samuel went and laid down in his place. And the Lord came and stood there calling as the other time, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel said, speak, for your servant is listening. Now I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to come back to verse 11. Now we've talked about from 1 all the way down to 10, it shows that at that time, as it stated in verse 1, it says that in those days the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. Now, in the times that we're living in, the word of the Lord is not rare. But the problem with the situation with the word that we live in now, the word of the Lord seems to be more offensive to people because they don't want to change, because that's what truth does. And they're so deceived by one thing. The enemy has them thinking that, oh, if you hear the truth, you're going to have to change and do exactly what they want you to, what they want you to do, instead of saying you're lining up with the correct alignment of God and what his will is doing. So why can't you say, here I am? But it also talks about the Eli's eyes. They were becoming weak. The times that we're living in now, our visions are becoming weak. Our sight of seeing the truth is weakened because we won't speak up for the truth. We won't be bold enough to say, hey, the word of God says X, Y, and Z, A, B, and C. The word of God says no. The word of God says yes. The word of God puts you here, but you want to go there. And the only difference between here and there is a position. Both of them are a place, but the difference is the position. Here is H-E-R-E. There is T-H-E-R-E. So I look at the T as the cross. The cross will put you here where God wants you when he calls you, so you can come back and say, here I am. Because when God speaks to us, we have to be able to know his voice. You got to go back to where it says, like, the night that he went to him and Samuel was lying down, and, you know, he stayed close to where in the part of the house of the Lord where the ark was kept. Now, in verse 5, it says that when the Lord called Samuel, he said, here I am. Think about it. Samuel, the word says that Samuel had not known the Lord yet, but he was in a place, in a position, and the word here means position. You could use it as a place, a purpose, or a position. So it indicates, it's an indication of one's presence, but the indication that we're seeing here, that he was in the house of the Lord, so he dwelled in the house of the Lord. It wasn't so much as him dwelling in the physical building, but the Lord was already dwelling within his spiritual being and in his body, in his physical temple. But the thing of it is that he had not yet known the Lord. You can be next door to your neighbor, and that's here, because next door is there, and you not know them. But if you hear your neighbor's voice, you'll respond. So Samuel responded to the voice because he assumed that it was the man that he was under, the prophet Eli. Now, when he went to him, Eli said, I did not call you. But you got to hear what he's saying. Again, Samuel said, here I am. And he responded, he said, Eli told him, I did not call you. Go back and lie down. So it got to a point where Samuel was back and forth. He said, here I am, you call me. Here I am, you call me. Who's calling you? Do you know who's calling you? Because everything that calls out your name, you shouldn't respond to it. And that's what this situation is. He was responding to, praise God, he was responding to the man of God, he thought. But actually, he was responding to God, to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who he had not known, but he had heard of. A lot of times we can hear about something or we can hear about someone, but we still have to have that intimacy. We still have to be into them, you see, to know who they truly are. You have to know something from, like, I'm one of those people, I have to know the tree from the root. I don't have to worry about the fruit because the fruit is going to show. But sometimes if the fruit look good, it may not be edible. But if the roots are good and strong, I know what's going to come off that tree is going to be good, and sometimes it may not look good. But I have to know who's calling me. You have to know who you're responding to. Some people are responding to the things of the world. The world is calling them to fame and fortune, but I want you to get in the pulpit and preach to people and say, here I am. I'm the one who God sent to you to tell you I want people to get into a $1,000 line. I'm stepping on some toes, and I don't even know why I'm going here because it's not what I studied and it's not what I've written down. But here I am. I'm this person here, and I'm only going to preach to these kind of people. I don't want women in the pulpit. I don't want women because women are not called. God didn't say, Ruth, I need you to go from Moab to Bethlehem. God didn't say, Deborah, I want you to sit between two cities, and I want you to be both prophetess and judge. God didn't say, Naomi, you left Bethlehem and went to Moab, and then those things happened to you. Now I'm sending you back to Bethlehem. You want to be called Mara because you caught up in your feelings, but I'm going to say, here I am. Here is not Mara, but here is Naomi. The thing of it is who are you answering to? When somebody calls your name, is it God calling you? Are you responding to the voice of the Lord? Are you responding to the voice of the world? Or are you responding to Satan and his demons? Are you responding to the psychics? Are you looking to them to read the palm when you need to be reading the book? Because when you open up your book, you say, when you open up the Bible, you should say, Lord, here I am. Talk to me. Show me what it is that I need to know. Here I am. I'm putting myself in position for your purpose. I'm putting myself in the place that you want me to be because I'm responding to you. I've responded to other people in the world, and now that I know your voice, now that I know your word, and now that I'm seeking you, now that you've been revealed to me, the blessing about Samuel was the fact that he, thank God, was under a prophet, but the prophet had went kind of sideways because God had warned Eli about some things. But see, grace and mercy keeps us and it holds us. See, God says the grace and mercy is sufficient, but sufficiency means for a set period of time. It don't mean that you can abuse it until eternity. So God had a sufficient amount of grace upon Eli to get his sons together because they was in the temple doing all types of heresies. They were sleeping with the women. They were spending the money. They were misappropriating everything in the church that you shouldn't be doing. They were not the men of God. They were only the men of God in presence. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, some people said they were dressed up in the window is what my grandmother used to call. Things look good in the window, but if you actually go into the store and look at it to put it on to try it on, because it look good don't mean it's gonna fit you good. And it because it look good doesn't mean that it's gonna you'll be able to wear it the right way. So God had was dealing with Eli, because it goes, when you go to the 11th verse, it says, and the Lord said to Samuel, see, I am. See, God is, I am that I am. And Samuel was saying, here I am. So he's saying that he's a part of God's purpose because the I am is who God is. I need y'all to catch that. So when you say, here I am, you're saying, I am a part of who you are, God, because I'm made in your image. Amen. So, and the Lord said to Samuel, see, I am about to do something in Israel that will make the ears of everyone who hear about it tingle. So who's to say God is not doing something in this time, in this season of COVID, as it says in 2 Chronicles in that 13th verse where it says, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. But in 14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and I will heal their land. So when I was studying this, that's where he took me. But I kept right on reading. I said, well, God, take me back to why that everyone was who hears about it tingles, that their ears were tingle. We're living in a time where people want, they want the itching ears scratched. If you put a post on Facebook telling people to turn from their wicked ways, if you put the word repentance up, you may get 10 likes. But if you put the word of saying there's money coming your way, there are houses and cars, I see fame coming to you, I see you on the next so-and-so show, I see you having your own this, that, that, you're going to get 1 million likes. You might go viral. But the things of it is, people have tingling ears. They have itching ears. And they say that they're where they're supposed to be, but they're not responding to God. They're responding to the world. They're responding to the lust of the flesh. They're responding. They're saying, here I am. I want this fame more than I want the word. Here I am. I want to be known, well known. I want to have all the money and the cars and the houses more than I want salvation, more than I want to see sanctification, more than I want to be holy. Here I am, Lord God, because I want to be your holy vessel. Here I am. That should be our response to God, because when it says this, when God was talking, watch this, when he's talking to him about the ears of everyone who hear about it tingling, he says, at that time I will carry out against Eli everything I spoke against his family from beginning to end. God is the person who will start it, and he's the God who will finish it. All you need to do is be in the right place, in the right position with God. You need to be the here I am for the I am. You've got to be in position. You've got to be the person who has the indication of God's presence, of living in his presence 24/7. It says they that serve the flesh will reap the flesh. But when you walk in the spirit and you live by the spirit, you reap the fruits of the spirit. You reap the things of God. So here, where are you? Who are you and where are you? Are you where God wants you? Are you in his presence? Is it God you're listening to, or is it someone that is so afraid to tell people the truth? See, Eli was afraid to correct his children, and it cost him. His children died, and he fell over. He was so overweight, he just, when he heard about his sons and the temple being raided, he fell over and broke his neck. But the thing of it is, you shouldn't, even when we fall with grace through Christ Jesus, even when we're broken, he picks us back up and he put us together and he put us back on the potter's wheel saying, here you are. But he wants you to say, yes, Lord, here I am. I am your humble servant. I hear and obey, because what Samuel said to him, he says, Samuel said to the Lord, speak, for your servant is listening. Once you're listening, when you respond to God and you let him know, because God knows all things at all times, so he know where your place, he know where your purpose is, he know where your position. Even if you're not in the right place at that time, God knows you where you are. Even if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing in the position that he has given you, some people like the position more than they rather serve the purpose. Some people like the title more than they would rather deal with the truth, because those things are placed in their heart where they think that they should be. Some people want to place themselves in other places, but where should you be? You should be talking to God right now. A lady talked to me today at work. She said, well, I'm not religious. I don't like to get caught up in the religion thing. I said, well, you talk to the right one, because I'm not religious either. I'm in a relationship, and I love to talk about my relationship with God. Here I am. I'm your girl. I'm the one that you could talk to. I didn't know that I was talking about what I already knew what God was going to speak. And then I told her, I said, wow, you know what? I just told you something. I said, and I'm speaking about that tonight on the blog. So we talked, and she said, you know what? Wherever I am, I need to be in God's presence. Because, you know, when you're in a position and in a place, you're moving from one place to another. I'm not saying here you are, stay just in the living room, or just stay there in the park, or just stay there in the church building, because really we're going to have to be the here I am in the on the street corners. We're going to have to be the here I am in the supermarkets. We have to get out in the highways and the byways, so when God calls us to a people, we can say, here I am, and he can say, go over there to the meat market right there by that counter and talk to this person. Give them this word. When God says, when he calls you to even a gun range, God said, well, go over there and talk to that person and talk to them, because they're practicing to use that sidearm because they want to do death and hurt to somebody. They got a murderous spirit of Cain. But here, and when you say, here I am, Lord, your servant hears and listens. Now I'm hearing and I'm listening. Send me, because wherever you send me, that's where I'm going to be, and that's where I'm going to serve. Your here I am is a mandate on your life. Your here I am is you're saying, okay, Father, use me. Send me where I have to be, not what I own or what I drive or where I live. Here I am, because what you're driving is not going to stand before God. What you own is not going to stand before God. The thing of who you are, the purpose of who God has called you to be. When Samuel said, here I am, he said, speak, Lord, for your servant hears, your servant is listening. And the Lord talked to him and told him exactly what was going on. But, you know, God carried it out, because the guilt of Eli's house will never be atoned. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus, because he went from here to there. Remember when I said earlier, I said here, H-E-R-E, and there had one similarity, the T. But I don't call it a T. I call it the cross. Jesus went from heaven to here to there on the cross, and the cross was that plus sign. So I believe in his spirit, I could hear him saying, here I am, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Because God could have commanded the angels to rescue his son. Jesus could have said, oops, I'm sorry, I changed my mind. I want to change purpose. I want to change position. I don't want to do this for them. This is too hurtful. We do that in our flesh. We'll say, this is too hard. I'm tired. This job got too much going on. But you're sit there. You're supposed to tell God, here I am, I'm placed on this job. What is my purpose here? What is my assignment here? Here I am, Lord God. You got me here doing this at the schools, or you have me talking to this group of men. You have me talking to this group of women. Here I am. I'm listening. Speak to me. Speak to my heart. Show me what my purpose is. Place me where I need to be. Let there be an indication of your presence in my life. And let it be so that I would move from here, they would move from here to the cross, which would make them from here to there. It would put them in there in the purpose. Because, see, once you say, here I am, then you're going to go to there. because God is going to place you where you should be. It's a simple thing. All we have to do is just respond, but we need to know who we're responding to. Now, Samuel didn't have that type of relationship with the Lord, but once he did, once Eli told, when Eli realized that you have to be around wise people, you have to be around people with wisdom enough or a relationship enough with God to know that, hey, that is God talking to you in that dream. That is God trying to get your attention. This is God saying, well, you know what? What's he going to do? Here you are. You need to be praying. You need to be interceding. Here you are. You need to be giving them a word from God. Here you are. You need to openly rebuke them. Here you are. You need to turn from your wicked ways. Here you are. You need to fast and pray, and you need to get yourself in position for the purpose that God has you. Here I am, Father. I'm not Samuel. I'm Jay. I'm DeLeon Jacqueline Travis. I'm your sent one. It has nothing to do with the title of apostle. That's what you gave me. That's the mandate that's on my life. But where are the other people? Are they listening to you, Lord God? Are they filled with the Holy Ghost? Are they allowing the Holy Ghost to live freely in them and roam freely? Are they saying, well, I'd rather go listen to what the politicians are saying? I'm telling the Democrats and the Republicans, here I am. I'm going to do what you want. I'm going to vote. No, what I'm going to say is, no, I'm going to pray. Whatever God says for me to do, that's what I'm going to do. This is where I am. This is where I stand. This is my purpose. This is the indication of God's presence on me. You may not like it, but God knows where I am. He don't have to look for me because when he called my name, all I got to say is, here I am. When he calls your name, where are you? That's what you got to look in the mirror and ask yourself. Are you in alignment with God's will? Are you lined up or obeying what he's asking you to do? When he calls for you, can you say, here I am? Are you going to do what Adam and Eve did? Hide, because you know that you've already done wrong and you're trying to cover up something. See, the fig leaves can't cover it. The blood of Jesus can cover you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. It's not the fig leaves that's going to cover you. You won't be able to hide behind the scenes, because God knows all and he sees all. When he calls you, it's not that he don't know where you are. He already knows. He's just trying to get your attention. He's trying to get you to pay attention, to hear and to listen. Not only hear and listen, but to obey him. Just like when you're praying to God and you're asking God for something, once you pray to him, give him enough respect to say, okay, well, Lord, here I am. I'm listening. I'm waiting for your response. That's my position in prayer. I don't just jump up and pray to God for something and then say, okay, well, I prayed about it. Now I'm going to go ahead and do it. No, that's not how it works, beloved. That is never how it works. There is no sin that God can't forgive you for. You have never fallen too far down that God can't pull you up. God knows who you are. All you have to do is say, you don't have to wait on him to call your name. Say, Father, here I am. I need you. I need salvation. I need healing. I need deliverance. I need a word from you. I need direction. I need a blood. I need protection. I need you to move on behalf of my children, my grandchildren. I need you to move on behalf of ministries. I need you to move. Here I am, Lord, standing in the gap for the government, because the house divided against itself can never stand anywhere, because it's going to always be chaos. It's always going to be a disunity. It's going to be a weakness. But here I am. I'm going to stand on your word securely. I'm going to stand on your word in obedience. I'm going to stand on your word, because I've got to let the world know that they have an indication, a glimpse. Let them see that your presence is living in me, that your word lives in me, that your word is alive. Don't you know that you're the next book of the Bible? The Bible lives on into eternity. You are that 67th book, that 68th, that 69th, because you're supposed to be a living epistle of who is. If you are dead in Christ and risen in Christ, then you're the Word made flesh. The Word has to live in your heart. The Word has to live through what you speak. When you speak, you got to say. You have to let people know that. Now, when you speak, they're going to know that God is speaking through you. They're going to turn around and say, okay, here I am. What is God saying to me? What are you doing? How are you doing it? Where are you? Are you where you're supposed to be with God? Are you positioned? Are you, or did you position yourself? Here I am at the club. Ain't nothing wrong with going to the club if you're going in there to save people. But if you're in the club just for yourself, guess what? There you gonna go. You're gonna be lost until God, until you allow God to pull you out. And there comes a time to everything. There's a time, a purpose, and a place. And under the sun, there's a time for you to be saved, but there's a time for you to surrender. You got to make up in your mind and tell God, here I am, your servant, listening, and I hear you, and now I want to listen. But after I'm listening to you, I want to obey. After I obey, I want to live for you. After I live for you, I want to run and tell others about this man called Jesus. I want to tell them about the great I am, the one who spoke to Moses in a burning bush and said, I am that I am. And I want to tell people that, did you know that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made? Did you know that I'm a holy and a peculiar creation? That's why I'm not a part of this, because I'm set apart, because I'm a royal priesthood. And the thing of it is that I'm made in his image. So if I'm made in his image, then I am here where I'm supposed to be, bringing the word of God, loving on his people, teaching the word of God. Do everybody love me or like me for what I say? No, they don't. Some people tell me they want to, when they see me, they want to go the other way because all I'm going to do is talk about Jesus. That's not true. When people, when God tell me, hey, say X, Y, and Z to them, I say X, Y, and Z. If he don't tell me to say anything, and I wait on God to open the door. I do what Eli told Samuel. I say, Lord, here I am. I'm listening. Tell me what to do. A lot of us try to get ahead of God because we want to be seen. A lot of us want to do it our way because we want to have the appearance of God, but we don't want to have the holiness of it. We don't want to do that part. You want to be here part-time, but you can't be with God part-time. You can't say, here I am, I want to work here, I want to just serve you part-time, and then I want to be over here in the world part-time for the rest of the time because I don't want to miss out on the fun. You should be uncomfortable sitting on the fence, straddle on the fence, because you're sitting on a hard place. You're sitting between a rock and a hard place, and the only place you can go, you're going to fall over in hell or you're going to fall over in the righteousness. It's going to be one or the other. I would choose righteousness because either one, both of them has a mandate of eternity. You're going to be either in hell or you're going to either be in heaven. You're going to be saying, here I am. So today, I ask you if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, all you have to do is just say, Lord, here I am. I know that you're the Son of God. I know that you was born of a virgin. I know that you were crucified and you died on the cross. I know that they put you in the grave, but you descended into hell and you defeated Satan and you took the keys of hell, death, and the grave. I know that you rose from the grave and that you dwell on the earth for 40 days so that they could see you. And I know that you ascended into heaven after you descended into hell. So I know that you rose victorious with all power and authority. All you have to do is say, here I am. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. Once you know, and God will call your name. He's been speaking to you. He's been speaking to you through the little things, through the songs, through some of the movies that you see, through something that you may overhear someone talk about, or if you open up your Bible or a story, or through your aunt or your grandmother or your mother, even when things go on, when things seem like they're in trouble, God is with you, and you're with him, believe it or not, whether you know it or not. Where are you? Today is that day that you can say, Lord, here I am. Your servant is listening. Not only am I listening, but here I am willingly. Put me in the position and the purpose that you want to place me in, and let there be a light of indication of your presence upon me by way of the Holy Ghost. I know that the blood of Jesus has already washed me clean, and I will tell everybody over this world about Jesus Christ. And I will tell them, as the woman at the well said, come see a man. But your word should be, here I am. And I will tell the world to come and know of a man that the Lord God has sent unto us. And to everyone that is hearing this word tonight, ask yourself three words. Here I am, but what does it mean? Ask God. Talk to him tonight and say, here I am, Lord. I'm your servant. Where do you want me to be? And after you say, here I am, add a T to the H-E-R-E. God is going to put you there. Amen.
Oh, amen, and glory to God. We have heard an anointed word on tonight. And right now, I want you to know that if you are all of the Gap family, your mics are unmuted. And if you would like to have a word of praise, hallelujah, you are more than welcome to. Simply state your name and come on in the room. To all the rest of my listeners, our listeners in the studio, if you would like to put your praise on it as well, kindly press your 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you want to come on in and put your praise on this, because this is truly has been an anointed word. We are going to start with Elder Leola. Come on in the room, and we'll just go around the room. Each person after that, if you're a member of GAP, you walk with GAP Ministries, you are more than welcome to come in and put your praise on it. Amen. Elder Leola?
Hello, hello. The message, here I am, really hit hard. When you think about it, even as a young child or anyone, when they would hear your name or you would be doing something and you like, did you call me? Did you call me? Not knowing that it was the Lord calling. So just to hear, you know, back when you were young, it was like, well, make sure you know who you're answering to. And the words just put everything into position to know, here I am and who are you answering to, knowing your position. And from here to there, it was a very good word. Thank you, Apostle Jack.
It was an excellent word. Amen. Anybody else? Come on in the room. Elder Cheryl, Elder Holiday, anybody else in the room want to come on in and have a word? Boy, oh, boy, look at my family. Help them, Lord
this was a great word. Here I am. And it makes you think when you answer people, you hear your name and you say, here I am. What do you want? Uh-huh. You know, you got to know who you answering to. A lot of times you hear your name and you don't know who's calling you. And you turn around and you answer to somebody, but you don't even know the person that you're answering to. So you just have to really be cautious of who you answer to.
That's good right there.
And I'm going to put a caveat on that as well. It is also not about, because I heard my sister loud and clear when she talks about people using the gifting of the apostles as titles. Let me explain something to you. Whether it's good or bad, it is not what you are called. It is what you answer to. And when you answer to that, you are saying, here I am. Now, if you're going to walk around and call yourself an evangelist, an apostle, an elder, a bishop, a pastor, when you say here I, you have to be saying here I am to God 247365.
Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
You don't get no. Look, I don't care if he calls you at midnight. You got to say here I am. You better be prepared to say here I am. And when you saying here I am, you're not saying here I am this popped up, puffed up person who is worried about my own self-importance, but here I am, the humble servant of God, the humble, obedient servant of God.
Amen.
Because, see, I only answer to his voice. Because, see, people love to get in your ear, and they want to pull you here, and they want to pull you there, and they want to take you there. But let me explain something to you, my family, and our friends, about sin. Sin takes you further than you want to go, makes you stay longer than you want to stay, and pay more than you want to pay.
Yes,
Amen.
Sir.
Amen.
So you better know the voice of that it is the voice of the Lord, not your wishful thinking, not your agenda, not the will of another man for your life, But you must hear the voice of God. And when you say, here I am, you better show up the way he expects you to show up and not the way you
Amen.
Want to. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Because, you know, even with the burning
Amen.
Bush, when God called Moses' name, he said, here I am. And God Amen. Automatically shared with him who he was. And not only did he instruct him to remove his sandals, but God said, I am that I am.
That's
I'm
it.
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So
Jacob.
I like what
mm-hmm.
both the elders said earlier and what you said, Bishop, that you have to know who you're responding to. You really
yes.
do. Because
yes.
if you answer the call of the world, you're going to reap it. You know, you sow to the flesh, you reap the flesh. You reap corruption.
That's it. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about right there. Hallelujah. You better say that, my little sister. You know, God is in this time and in this season. God needs for his people, his sold out, bona fide,
very much.
Qualified,
very much.
Certified, equipped people of God
mm-hmm.
to say, here I
Perfect.
Am. I don't care if it's uncomfortable, Lord. Here I am. Souls
mm-hmm.
are hanging in the balance. Lives are
Very
hanging
much.
In the balance. Here I am. Oh, well, I've never been in the prison before, but you know what, Lord? Here I am. I'm
mm-hmm.
going today. Oh, what, Lord? Well, you know what, Lord? With all this COVID and everything, you know, I was thinking about going out and seeing what I could do for the homeless, but I think I'll wait till we see what's going to happen with COVID. Let me
mm-hmm.
explain something to everybody. If you have not heard me say this before, you all hear me say it now. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, yes, he was God. But what if he would have canceled raising Lazarus from the dead?
Wow.
What if he would have
wow.
canceled the sermons on the mount?
Come on now.
And
now.
What if he would have canceled, Kieran? Hallelujah. Going to the cross
Come
because
on
of a plague. Where would
got,
we be?
They got lepers going around, so we gonna all go back into our homes. And you got the angel of death hovering, so go put some blood on your doors and don't nobody come out.
Come on now,
stay right
come
there.
On now, come on now. If
wow.
the Lord is our shepherd, we can during COVID we can say, "Here I am." During pestilence,
mm-hmm.
we can say, here I am.
Mm-hmm.
During good times,
mm-hmm.
we can say, here I am. During hard times, we can say, here I am. Because we know we're not going
it's
alone. You
but
know,
see,
we're going with Jesus.
That spirit of Eli is right there. That
yes.
spirit of Eli is hovering in society. It is,
yes.
it is. God is really trying to get us, like in the 10th verse of 2 Chronicles 7, he's saying,
Come
yes.
on.
He's letting us know, I'm going to send it. But are y'all
yeah.
going to do what I'm asking you to do?
Are you
so they
do
got this spirit of Eli where they just want
to
sit back and say, well, it's going to get all right. We're going to be all right. We're
yeah.
going to just do this here. We're going to close up borders. We're going to keep people from traveling for ministry. But
wow.
God said, okay, I open up the internet. I got the blog shows. I got TV. I got YouTube. I got Twitter. I got Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you on Facebook? Where are you on Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh, you are always showing your breasts and your backside, or you flexing and flashing your suits and your cars, but you're not talking about Jesus. Let somebody put the
no.
word up. Like I said earlier,
right.
like the Lord said, when we talk about money, when we talk about fame, that's here I am. I'm gonna like, oh, praise the Lord. Or so, but when we talk
ooh,
about
yeah, ooh,
righteousness
yeah,
and holiness, and you got to get yourself together, get in prayer. What you mean? Here
Girl,
there,
you can
I
hear crickets chirping. Crickets chirping, honey. The,
yeah.
It gets so quiet, you can hear the crickets chirping outside. You know, and
but
why is
God,
that?
We not on it for the likes.
You know, amen. I you know what? I know that I am a light for Christ and not a star. I will never be
there
a star because I can't do what Jesus did. I'm not going to no cross, okay, for nobody.
Mm-mm. What you say?
I can't save anybody. I can't raise anybody. But my Lord and
mm-hmm.
Savior, Jesus, can.
There you go.
So, you know, Saints of God, I hope and pray that you enjoyed this teaching as much as I did, because it was very timely. You know, we've got Christians saying, I think the devil is winning. Are you out your mind? Excuse me, Lord. I'm sorry, Lord. No, I'm not. Are you out your mind? God has all, you know, the devil is already defeated. So why are we trembling and scared when God calls us to do something that's uncomfortable, that might cause controversy, or that has never been done before? Prepare yourself to be a trailblazer for Jesus. You know, just think about when you think about Moses, when you think about Paul, when you think about, you know, they were trailblazers. Think about Paul was good at what he did.
Yeah.
Abraham. Just think they were all trailblazers. Deborah. All of them trailblazers. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. They were God's trailblazers. Because in those times, what they were doing was unheard of. Mm-hmm. But oh, hallelujah. They were answering a higher call. They were answering the call of God Almighty. And when God has called you, and when God has equipped you, and when God is using you, you should have no problem saying, here I am. Send me, Lord, I'll go. Speak, Lord, thy servant is listening.
Lord.
Because I don't know about you. Go ahead, sis.
Oh, that's key. You have to listen. You have to hear. You have to listen, and you have to obey.
Yeah. Obey.
That's key.
You know, that's key. But I want to just praise God for this beautiful, beautiful Bible study. I just love this Bible study. Well, actually,
I love
all Bible study, but I really like this Bible study, because we always get such a blessing out of it and such an anointing. And I want to say to you, Apostle, that you bless me. You to watch you grow and to develop into this mighty woman of God. It just fills me with joy. Hallelujah. And for you, Elder Leola, and Elder Moore, and all
Elder
of you
Cheryl.
Beautiful sisters,
mm-hmm.
Elder Cheryl, all of
so
you
much.
Beautiful ladies, Holiday, all of you ladies, just
bless
to know
God.
That you're out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying, here I am. Not just when it's
yes,
a program.
Lord.
Not just when you're going on a trip somewhere to be seen. But every day that these ladies and these gentlemen
yes,
get up.
Do. Amen.
I know they're saying, here I am to the Lord.
This
and that
Lord.
Blesses
yes,
my soul to the core of my soul.
Yes,
so I want to say to you, Apostle, and to you, all the beautiful servant leaders and elders of GAP Ministry, God bless you. I love you, and I am so, so, so thankful to God for all of you. Apostle, I will give your program back over to you so you can have a final comment, and I will close. Amen.
Amen. I'm like Bishop. I want to thank everyone for taking time out and just saying, here I am, Lord. I'm taking the time out to get a word from you. Prophetess Vanessa Carver, I want to thank you, sis, for haven't heard you in a while, but I want to thank you for calling in. And I want to just thank God for pouring that word because, you know, the word always is first for the messenger, and that was for me. It was for me to make sure that I'm standing in my purpose and in position where God wants me. But it's also for you. Remember, when you hear his voice, like we all talked about, you have to know his voice. In order for you to know his voice, establish that relationship, that intimacy with him. That is key to your life. That would be the greatest thing that you would ever do, and it would be something that you will never regret doing. But from my heart and my spirit, I'm saying thank you to each and everyone, and I pray that that word enriches your life and your soul, and it puts you in the purpose and the position where you'll be willingly to say to God, here I am. And God bless you all.
Hallelujah. We're going to bind. You know, it is very important to me that we bind the word of God with prayer. So most gracious Heavenly Father, I come before your throne just praising your holy name for the word that we have heard on tonight. Lord, we thank you for the message and we thank you for the messenger. Father God, we just pray that on tonight, that right now somebody has gained the courage, Lord God, to step up to the plate and say, here I am. Here, send me, Lord. Let me go. Hallelujah. We just pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that those of us who are called by your name, hallelujah, would have a revival in our souls, that we would humble ourselves, seek your face, turn from our wicked ways and pray, Lord God, so that you can hear from heaven and heal the land. Lord God, we just want to thank you for what you're doing through this ministry. Each and every person, bless every household represented in this studio, on the chat rooms, listening via computer, Lord God, those that are listening via Skype, Lord, bless them and bless them indeed. And, Lord, I will forever give you the honor and the glory and the praise because you and you alone are worthy. Hallelujah, amen, and we give you the glory. Hallelujah, saints of God. You have been listening to the Gap Ministries Bible Study for this Thursday, October the 7th, 2021, with your anointed host and facilitator, Apostle J. Leon Travis, and also the very blessed and anointed members of Gap Ministry. Hallelujah. We just praise God for everyone that spoke on tonight. We praise you all again. We praise God for all of you listening. And we also pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week and weekend, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to yours. It is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at Gap Ministries and the Spirit Alive Network. Good night, everyone. Blessings.
Good night, everyone. God bless you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
I love you.
God
bless you.
Love y'all too.
Love you.